son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Oh well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use a car to go a ride next Sunday. Oh well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
Now you can't use a car cause you didn't work a lick.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take 2 weeks, gonna ever find vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, vote.
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
I think I found the cure for the summertime blues on the Amy Betharkley Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? We're going to wrap the whole darn thing in song as we celebrate that laid-back, kick-off-your-shoes, romp-around-the-sun-and-surf season of summer. Thanks so much for all your requests and dedications. They're already in the mix, but we'll get you into the conversation, too, via Twitter today if you're listening live on our special Thursday, July 10th edition, 9 a.m. out west, 11 central, noon here in the east, via Twitter at AB Writes. We'll have a couple of pop culture questions and musings along the way. First up, what are you up to this summer? And weigh in on your best, worst, and wackiest summer vacation, if you don't mind. You raring to go? You ready? All right, so pack your bags, load the car, and don't forget to slather on the sunscreen. Time to go, 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 Vacation Nation, on the Amy Betharkley Show.
Was the day of mine that you was here. Are you sure you don't mind if we don't go down on the beach today?
They do it down on campus and they do it at my feet. Blazing about the beach all day and night, the cricket's creepy. Quitting faces in the sky. A Harold Robbins paperback. Silver drops and balls and dry.
Cello's Beach. Yeah, Bridget, we found your song on the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
Everybody's working out on the sand, from the latest dance craze to a wild handstand. Now, well, last year was great now, but this year is better. You better grab your chick or else the muscle man will get her. Flex your muscles for kicks now, now, now. Gotta hustle the chick, yeah, yeah, yeah. Take your vitamin pill now. Give the honey the thrill. Here's a 90-pound weak one. Well, he ain't got no place, 'cause you know he'd only get the sand kicked in his face. Well, scary little woodies always get the attention until the muscle man's got the dynamic tension. Flex your muscles for kicks now, now, now. Gotta hustle the chick, yeah, yeah,
Show Surfing USA for a whole slew of folks, including Rico, who said Beach Boys ASAP on the Twitter feed. So there you go. Also for Claire and Johnny, thank you so much for checking in. Some great songs already as we get started on our Vacation Nation show, including the Great Go-Go's and Vacation. Eddie Cochran, his classic, Summertime Blues for Nixie. Thanks for checking in on that one. And Twistin' by the Pool from Dire Straits. Pulling Muscles from a Shell, classic from Squeeze for Johnny Fever's Hangover. And, of course, we got it for you, Bridget. Boy, Trudy had to work those archives to come up with Annette Funicello's Muscle Beach Party, but we got it. We aim to please and serve as best we can. Reach out via Twitter your best, worst, wackiest vacations. Not sure which one Philly meant for this to be, but I can figure it out. He says, sitting in the back of the car, schlepping to the Jersey Shore. Big tie-up, my dad puffing cigs all the way. Cough, cough, yeah. Not great. On the other end of the spectrum, Jess says, same vacation every year, summer home in Maine, heaven. Yeah, I'll take that as an invite, Jess. I'll see you. Send me the direction. Hey, wherever you're headed, whatever you're doing, I hope you have a good one. Please reach out if you're listening live at the Twitter feed, AB Writes. And thanks again for the requests and dedications we got earlier. We have tried to pour them all in, as many as we could find. If we have any leftovers, we'll dole them out over the summer, but we got a long way to go. And we're headed, oh, this one's a good one for, who's this for? Maxie. It's the Ramones. Rockaway Beach. I'll be with you guys.
We can
Jagger and Bowie taking on the classic Dancing in the Streets. Maura just had to hear that version, so we got it for you. See, we aim to please. On the Amy Beth Berkley Show on the Prowl, on our Vacation Nation show for your best, worst, wackiest vacation, hit us up on Twitter at AB Writes. A limited free-flow pop culture convo, but it's Gyp City for Margot Martindale. Yeah, she got robbed. No Emmy nomination for the show The Millers, which I think is just so funny, and she's fabulous in it. We'll talk Monday a little bit more about all the Emmy nominations and predictions. That's all coming up on our Coffee Clatch edition on Monday at noon. The other thing we'll get into a little bit more on Monday, too, speaking of vacations, Elizabeth Hasselbeck apparently had an allergic reaction to a bunch of sour grapes she ate because she is foaming at the mouth over the prospect of her former nemesis, Rosie O'Donnell, coming back to The View. Not sure if that's going to happen, but she certainly doesn't want it to. Again, we'll talk more on Monday, but you can certainly weigh in at the Twitter feed at AB Writes. Did you have any opinions? And the show today, by the way, I meant to tell you, brought to you in part by Toyota. Test drive the RAV4 Toyota. Let's go places. And the Oak Center for Lifelong Learning. It's never too late to embrace your dreams and live the life you've always wanted. Find out more at oakcenterlearning.com. Indeed. All right, so you think it's tough to get away for a vacation this year? Well, there's always this option.
Summer vacation season is in full swing, but you just don't feel right about traveling. I can help. Hello, I'm Herbert W. Fendler, and this summer, let me take your vacation for you. That's right. I'll feed the pigeons under the Eiffel Tower. I'll prance along Italy's nude beaches, and I'll blow my mind at Amsterdam's hashish coffee houses. Whatever you wanted to do this summer, I'll do for you. Best of all, when I return, I'll show you video of all the fun. Hours and hours and hours of video. Don't delay. Call today. 1-800-LET-HERBERT-W-FENDLER take your vacation for you. Sorry, no trips to places requiring me to get shots.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Dust off the sun and moon and sing a song of cheer. Just fill your basket full of sandwiches and wieners. Then lock the house up, now you're set. And on the beach you'll see the girls in their bikinis. As cute as ever, but they never get them wet. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You'll wish that summer could always be here. Have to tell a girl and fella about a drive-in or some romantic movie scene. Why, from the moment that those lovers start arriving, you'll see more kissing in the cars and on the screen. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You wish that summer could always be here. You wish that summer could always be here. You wish that summer could always be here.
Die Menschen aus Homa, Tropical Town. Sie gefinnt sich am Platz beim Tropical Yum. Sie gesinnt sie dich bei, war ging hinaus. Sie die Climate is heiß, in die Wasser ist kalt. In Coney Island, sie ist ein paar gelegen in Coney Island.
In Coney Island,
ah, this is my land. So give the tropical
down to the tropical seashore. By then, yum, 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 yum.
Take an old shoebox, pack it up with lunch, because on the beach the bunch likes to munch. You won't have to season the carrots and peas. There's garlic and cheese in the ocean breeze in Coney Island.
In Coney Island,
it's so content.
continental in Coney Island.
In Coney Island.
Yes, that's my land. So take the family, Molly and family, swimming in Dane. Yum, 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 yum. Sesame Chayim. Mouth. Here you sit in the sun, don't cough the scent. Sicilic be borscht in your bed, far brunt in Coney Island.
In Coney Island.
There's a far gnegen in Coney Island.
In Coney Island.
Ah, this is my land. Fin Shane and Mabel of course, sing the clay the love, swimming in Ben. Yum, 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 yum. Sesame Chayim. In me yuk, the train is geparkt, me stip in me schluck, sie spät bei Nacht in euer Club. Ois gemattert, gepattert, da tug in Coney Island.
In Coney Island.
Me ken werden verblunschet in Coney Island.
In Coney Island.
Nur das ist mein Land, so give the tropical down to the tropical seashore by then. Yum, 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 yum. Sesame Chayim. At the seashore by the tropical yum.
Oh,
the excellence on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, Coney Island Baby. And if you go to Coney Island on July 4th, you got to be part of that parade of gluttony at the corner of Surf and Stillwell. It's the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Here's Elvis. For Rondi.
Hot dog. You say it really coming back. Hot dog. I'm waiting at the railroad track. Hot dog. You say you're coming home for good. Hot dog. I'm gonna keep on knocking wood, baby. I can hardly wait. I'm gonna meet you at the gate. Hot dog. I fell in love with you and then you went away. But now you're coming home to stay. Hot dog. Soon everything will be alright. Hot dog. We're gonna have a boiling night. I got a pocket full of dimes. It's gonna be just like old times. Hot dog. You went away and every day was like misery. But now you're coming back to me. Hot dog. My money's gonna go insane. Hot dog. When you come walking off the train, you know how lonely I have been. But when that Santa Fe pulls in, hot dog.
What kinds of kids eat armor hot dogs?
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks, tall kids, busy kids.
Even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs.
The dogs kids love to bite.
Picking it up on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go. When kids fight dogs, they yell,
hooray for hot dogs,
armor hot dogs,
the dogs kids love to bite.
Sometimes you need a burger in paradise.
Try to amend my carnivorous habits, made in nearly 7 or 8. Losing weight without speed eating sunflower seeds, drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up rays. But at night I'd have these wonderful dreams, some kind of sensuous treat, not zucchini fettuccine, bulgur wheat, but a big warm bun and a huge hunk of meat. Cheeseburger in paradise. Have I I'm not a stamp collector, but I've got a hobby too. Bringing home a souvenir, trinkets old and new. Feathers from a rooster fight, a whistle from a bear. I always get a souvenir to prove that I was there. Well, I've got a piece of silky thread from Bashful Mary's gown, a nugget from a stream of gold, and a red nose from a clown. A horseshoe from a rodeo, a claw from a bear. Well, I always get a souvenir to prove that I was there. I always get a souvenir everywhere I go. Well, I've got some little something from every girl I know. A pair of fuzzy bobby socks, a lock of curly hair. I always get a souvenir to prove that I was there. Well, I took a burned out piston from a winning racer car. Well, I've even got a G-string from Gene Shepherd's guitar. I've collected everything from soap to silverware. I always get a souvenir to prove that I was there. Well, now I'm not bragging when I say with women I have dealt. Well, you can tell I've been there by the notches on my belt. Yes, I've collected different things from every love affair. I always get a souvenir to prove that I was there. I've got a fine collection, but you're my pride and joy. You're the one I like the best, you make me happy, boy. I'd trade you for a million things, and I wouldn't dare. Thought you and me are gonna get me another souvenir.
Always good to collect a souvenir on your summer vacation. Buck Owens on the Amy Beth Orkowitz Show, special request for Celeste. Yeah, thanks to Trudy and Aurora for rummaging through the archives for some hard-to-get tunes, but we got it for you. Also, we heard from Freddie Cannon and Palisades Park, which was, I guess, a pretty big deal Northeast amusement park in the late 50s, early 60s, before it fell into disrepair, but the songs and that Freddie Cannon summer sound certainly live on. Elvis singing about a hot dog at that famous Coney Island hot dog eating contest. Oy, I had a weird radio dream. It was like a mashup where I was broadcasting live, doing a remote at the hot dog eating contest with a couple of characters from my radio days, but from different stations, so it was very strange. And very vivid during the dream. You know how your dreams are vivid while you're dreaming them, and then you wake up and it's all kind of gone? Very mysterious. But you have a little residue, a little film. To go by. And, of course, Cheeseburger in Paradise. Yeah, I got it for you, Todd, the great Jimmy Buffett. And speaking of Coney Island, a couple of great Coney Island songs, the Barry Sisters, who were, I guess, kind of known as the Yiddish Andrews Sisters with Coney Island. What a fun song. The Excellence and Coney Island Baby. And for George, a special request for Nat King Cole's classic, Those Lazy, Hazy, Crazy Days of Summer. I'm going to send that one out to my mom as well because she's a big Nat King Cole fan. Hey, thanks, everybody, for joining us on our special Summer Vacation Nation edition of the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show at the Twitter feed, looking for your best, worst, wackiest vacations and what you're up to this summer. Well, Roy says, best vacation, summer in the Adirondacks one year. The cousins didn't show. We had the house to ourselves. Okay, Roy. Hope your cousins aren't listening. And Marge says, going nowhere this year. Gas prices too high. Money too short. I hear you, Marge, but we'll take you on a virtual vacation. Doesn't cost anything. To go under the boardwalk with John Mellencamp for Sarah. Thanks for checking in.
When the sun beats down, melts the tar on the roof, ooh, yeah. And her shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof.
Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby, where I'll be. Yeah.
Walking in the sand, walking hand in hand. The night is so exciting. The smile is so inviting. Then he touched my cheek. With his fingertips. Softly, with me.
When you finish, you can take the kids swimming.
Swimming? Aw, oh, gee, I forgot my bathing suit. I guess I can't go in the water all summer. Oh.
Jack, nobody cares what you look like in a bathing suit.
That's just it.
I'm going to pick one up for you.
Well, I'm not going to wear it. Not until I lose maybe 3 or 4 pounds.
I love the way you look in a bathing suit.
My mother was right. You're twisted.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Birds. That was a big hit back in the mid-70s. I love that line, hanging out on the beach from July to the end of September. I don't remember being able to hang out until the end of September, but a good thought, though, that's for sure. And Walking in the Sand, a little drama from the Shangri-Las, and I love Mellencamp's Under the Boardwalk. Speaking of the beach, if you go to the beach, watch your stuff. Did you hear this story? There's been a viral video out of Florida. A guy left to get his stuff to go to his car or something. They left their canopy. They had like a beach canopy and a bunch of belongings on the beach. He went back. Fortunately, he had his video camera with him. And while he was there, when he approached, he saw these women. These middle-aged women were dismantling the canopy and trying to take his stuff. When they got caught red-handed, instead of being contrite and saying, oops, the jig is up, they fought with the guy and denied it, pretended the stuff was theirs. They finally threw the stuff at him and left. No charges have been pressed, but these people were belligerent. It's like you get caught, and then it's your fault. It's the other guy's fault. What a joke. Unbelievable. Anyway, be careful if you go to the beach. Watch your stuff. And, of course, watch out, because Big Brother is always watching you. Everybody's got a camera now, that's for sure. Hey, by the way, July is National Ice Cream Month, so weigh in on your favorite flavor on the Twitter feed at AB Writes. We'll also talk about what your favorite flavor might say about you and your personality. That's a bit later. First, though, let's indulge in a cool confection with the mermaids and popsicles and icicles for Cynthia on the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
When I had most of my fun back. Hi, hi, hi.
We'll have fun in the summertime. That's Sly and the Family Stone on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. And we got a caller. We have time for a caller. We'll take a quick one. It's got to be quick, though. Hey, welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Got a quick comment?
My comment is I like Oreos and cream, cookies and cream ice cream. And we have had way too many fun vacations to talk about together.
That's right. Okay, Mawa Mama.
You know who it is now, right?
I know who it was all along, but I was just trying to let you go incognito. Welcome to the Vacation Nation show. You didn't get my message.
Yeah, well, I could use a vacation.
Yeah, me too. I usually wait till August, end of August, and it's I'm too tired and cranky to really enjoy it, but that's what it comes.
I remember that time we went to Cape Cod, and I don't even remember the name of the inn, and we probably shouldn't mention it, but remember when the maids took over the lounge chairs at the pool?
Yes, we shouldn't mention it. Absolutely. I do remember the maids. And the room service that didn't exist, and the game room, and the funny, it was...
The game room that wasn't really there. It was like a mildewy, den or something.
It definitely looked
better in the brochure. Let's put it that way.
It looked better in the brochure, and it wasn't exactly cheap either, so it's not like we went on the cheap. So.
Yeah, I know.
Well, sometimes that's part of the fun. You never know. I know you're partial to sea cruises, so we've got one here. Frankie Ford Sea Cruise for Annette and for you on the Vacation Nation edition of the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Take care. Bye. Have a good one.
Oh, so hot, so sticky.
my way.
This program is made possible in part by a grant from Baskin-Robbers. Stop in and try our new double fudge frozen yogurt, but first empty your pockets on the counter and lay face down on the floor.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would say,
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow polka dot bikini, so in the locker she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
Was afraid to come out in the open, and so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shore.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time.
Stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow polka dot bikini, so in the water she wanted to stay.
From the water to the blanket, from the blanket to the shore, from the shore to the water,
guess there isn't any more.
Oh.
what you can find. If her daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If her daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you were down or until her 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I play people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. Philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah we're happy, da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da.
Didn't anyone ever tell you there'd be moments like this?
Yes, my school teacher did, just before we were expelled together.
Show our summer vacation nation special, but after school there's always camp. Here's one for my fuse.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining, and they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner? He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters, and the lake has alligators. And the head coach wants no sissy, so he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy? They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh Marafada, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home, I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with other boys. Oh, please don't make me stay, I've been here one whole day. Dearest Fada, darling Mada, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball, gee, that's better. Mata Fata, kindly disregard this letter.
Great Alan Sherman classic, Hello Mudda, Hello Fada, for my nephews, but also for Bernie, who chimed in via Twitter. Hated camp, every minute of it. Well, I never went to camp, but I know either you love it or you hate it. It's one of those kind of experiences. Or you opt out. Worked for me. Hey, great songs from Alice Cooper. Also Montego Bay from Bobby Bear for Claire, hanging out at the beach down there. It's a Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, Brian Hyland's kitsch classic. That's another one you got to hear once a year, right? On the Amy Beth Darkoway Show, it is our Vacation Nation special, looking for your favorite ice cream flavors. We heard from Mawa Mama. She chimed in. She said she liked cookies and cream. Echoing that, Belle says cookies and cream or sometimes cookie dough. Chocolate chip, so says Marie. Sticking with vanilla, according to Oren. And Nixie, chocolate all the way, although sometimes I like chips or nuts. All right, so here are some facts about ice cream. A recent study said, or survey, 10 top ice cream flavors. Chocolate, number one, 27% chiming in there. Vanilla, number two, with 23%, followed by cookie dough or cookies and cream at 22%. Butter pecan, Swiss almond, and mint chocolate all tied with 19%. That's interesting. Not sure who they surveyed for this, but it's a recent Harris poll. And they surveyed 2,242 U.S. adults. There you go. Reading helps. Reading is fundamental, right? Strawberry, 14%. Rocky Road, 12%. Peanut butter, 10%. Coffee, hey, Mary Lee, your favorite's up there at 9%. And cherry vanilla picking up the rear with 8%. And they do tell you that multiple responses were accepted, so the total adds up to more than 100%. Not exactly accurate, but we'll take it. And some other fun ice cream facts. 45% of people like to eat their ice cream in a cup, compared with 31% who prefer a cone. 16% like a sundae, and 4% would prefer an ice cream sandwich. Now, when it comes to toppings, 53% of those who like ice cream toppings, see, some of us like it plain, but if you like toppings, 53% chose hot fudge, 41% went with nuts, 39% prefer whipped cream, and 38% choose caramel. So that's a lot more. That adds up to more than 100, too, so I guess you like multiple toppings. Other favorite toppings include fruits such as strawberries or bananas, sprinkles, candy bits, and marshmallow. And 16% are purists who prefer to eat their ice cream plain. I like it plain, but I like an ice cream that has something in it, so I don't know. Sometimes you mix and match. I created pretzel logic long before Ben and Jerry got their hands on it by putting pretzels. I like pretzels in ice cream. It's kind of got that yin and yang thing. And 2% say they don't eat ice cream. Well, come on. Come on, man. Really? 2% of people don't eat ice cream. Not any? We'll talk a bit later about what your ice cream, favorite ice cream flavor might say about your personality, but that's for another day. Meantime, I'm headed where the boys are. Are they at the beach? I'm coming, Connie Francis.
I wonder if you know that you've more. Could you please walk a little closer? I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Watching girls go by. My, my, my. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Here comes one now.
They get the girls, the guys together, and you never can tell. There might be a summer wedding. Is Chuck Berry for Denise?
Wish them well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room, a robust safe. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell. They had a hi-fi phone, oh boy, did they let it blast. 700 little records, all rock, rhythm, and jazz. But when the sun went down, the rapid tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They bought a souped-up chitney with a cherry red 53 and drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely mademoiselle. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. The mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell.
Maybe there is life after death. Life after death is as improbable as sex after marriage.
Taking hands all around. heart like they were toys. She used to do the pony, she used to do the stroll. I used to cry when she used to rock and roll. I used to cry when she used to rock and roll. I used to cry when she used to rock and roll. I used to cry when she used to rock and roll.
I knew the broad when she used to rock and roll, wrapping up our little summer wedding set on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, our Vacation Nation special. And, of course, Chuck Berry's You Never Can Tell for Denise. The Occasions, I'm a Girl Watcher, and Where the Boys Are. Kind of that summertime feel from Connie Francis, at least to Nancy. Thanks for chiming in on the Twitter feed at AB Writes and for all your requests and dedications. If we missed them and we have a few leftovers, we'll sparse them out throughout the summer season. Not to worry, but I do appreciate the enthusiasm that you have shown for our show today. Always a pleasure. And by the way, if you're traveling, it's always good to have a band with you. Here's a CCR for Paul and Nanette on the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
There was CSI, Crime Scene Investigation, then CSI Miami. Now hold on to your seat as CBS unleashes the newest crime scene investigation blockbuster. Don't miss CSI Bar Harbor, Maine.
Looky there, Caleb. Them skid marks ain't normal. Could have been sabotage.
Aye up. Maybe. Maybe not.
Yep.
CSI, Bar Harbor, Maine. Sundays on CBS, right after 60 Minutes, Madison, Wisconsin. Thank you.
took a look on around tonight to find where my baby's gonna be. Hey, Lord, would you look out for her tonight, cause she is far across the sea. Hey, Lord, would you look out for her tonight and make sure that she's gonna be all right and things are gonna be all right with me. Hey, Lord, would you look out for her tonight and make sure that all her dreams are sweet. Then now would you guide her along the roads and make them soft for her feet. Hey, Lord, would you look out for her tonight and make sure that she's gonna be all right until she's home and here with me. Hey, Lord, would you look out for her tonight as she is sleeping under the sky? Then now make sure the ground she's sleeping on is always warm and dry. Don't give her too much rain. Try to keep her away from pain because my baby hates to cry. Hey, Lord, would you look out for her tonight cause it gets rough along the way. But now the song seems strange, it's just because I don't know how to pray. Won't you give her peace of mind, and if you ever find the time, won't you tell her I miss her every day.
Days in mid-July, country Sunday mornings, dusty haze on summer highways, sweet magnolia calling. But now and then I find myself thinking of the day that we were walking in the Alabama rain. Driving movies Friday night, drinking beer and laughing. Somehow things were always right. I just don't know what happened. Now and then I find myself thinking of the days when we were walking in the Alabama rain. We were only kids, but then I've never heard it said that kids can't fall in love and feel the same. I can still remember the first time I told you I love you on a dove. dusty mid-July, country summer evening, a weeping willow sang its lullaby and shared our secret. And now and then I find myself thinking of the day that we were walking in the Alabama rain. Walking in the Alabama rain.
What do you say? Let's all have the lobster. Show us what you got. And stand. No arguments. This dinner is on you.
He thought he was going to say on me.
If you're fond of sand dunes and salty air, quaint little villages here and there,
you're sure
to fall in love with old Cape Cod. If you like the taste of a lobster stew, served by a window with an ocean view,
you're sure
to fall in love with old Cape Cod. Winding roads that seem to beckon you, miles of green beneath the skies of blue, church bells chiming on a Sunday morn remind you of the town where you were born.
If you spend an evening you want to stay, watching the moonlight on Cape Cod Bay,
you're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod.
Oh, if you spend an evening, you'll want to stay
on Cape Cod Bay,
watching the moonlight on Cape Cod. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. You're sure to fall in love. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod.
Cape Cod on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, our Summer Vacation Nation special, sending that one out to Colette and for my sister Shauna. Yes, some fun times at Cape Cod. A beauty from Jim Croce, Alabama Rain. Oh, so happy I could find that one for you, Joni. Thanks for requesting it. A couple of traveling tunes, CCR's Traveling Band, and Billy Joel, Traveling Prayer from the Piano Man Collection for Paula. Thanks so much, Paul. I appreciate the kind words. Glad we got your song on. If we missed your song as we're wrapping up the show in a couple of minutes, don't worry. We've got plenty of more shows coming up to the summer. We'll get it on for you, we promise. Thank you so much for all your input. Do appreciate the enthusiasm and all the requests and dedications. Always more fun with you. Speaking of great shows, don't forget to join us on Monday. It's our Coffee Clatch, one of our old-fashioned Coffee Clatch editions. Lots to talk about in the Free Flow Pop Culture Convo for sure. And we'll have some assistance with one of our fan faves, media maven Kristen Burt returns to dish Emmy nominations, snubs, and surprises. She'll talk The View, the big blow-up. Looks like Rosie's back. Hasselbeck's having a cow. What the heck is going on there? And where's Mario Cantone during all of this? We'll talk New Jersey Housewives and more. That's coming up on Monday. Nancy Jarvis is also here. She is the editor of Cozy Food, a phenomenal collection of mysterious recipes, for which I am grateful to be a part. And we may meet up-and-coming singer-songwriter Chelsea Kreitz as well. That's all coming up on Monday. We'll take your comments all weekend long at the Twitter feed, of course, at AB Writes. So there you have it. Thank you so much to the gang at TCS, Trudy Aurora ML at headquarters, for keeping us moving. And speaking of baseball, let's go Mets. Yeah, they're going to go for the broom tonight against the Braves. We'll see what happens. I certainly hope you, whatever you do this vacation season, hope you drive safe, you play nice, you dream big, and you come back and see us. Don't forget to follow the Into That Dark We Show on the Blog Talk Radio site. You can download episodes there or on iTunes, NetNow, and, of course, it's 24-7 at Twitter at AB Writes. Find us and friend me on Facebook. I'll hook you up with updates on the Radio Graffiti page, you name it. You got it, and you can also be a guest on the show if you've got a story to share. Reach out to the website, ababetharkowi.com. Have a great one. Enjoy your vacation, nation.
They say that all good things must end. you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you. Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. And dream of you.